This is Ben Jarvis of benjarvis.org. You probably, if you know me, you probably know me as Pixel Juice from the IRC channel. And today I'm going to talk about ditching iTunes. For the longest time, I have been on the fence about open source audio formats like AUG and FLAC and all those beautiful little things. I know they're good. I know it's good for you. It's like vitamins, it's like vegetables. You know, they're good for you. You should use them. You should eat them, consume them. But it's not always convenient, and a lot of people seem to not support them very well, especially audio players. Very few audio players support AUG and FLAC right out of the box. So you have to make do or be very, very careful about which ones you choose, as was talked about in one of the last HPRs. Anyway, I picked my digital music player before I was so concerned about things. It's an iPod, a fifth generation video iPod. And though I was aware of Linux, though I was running Linux, it was more of a pastime, a hobby, you know. And now I've moved on to using Linux full-time, and very, very seldom do I use Windows. I really only use Windows for a couple things. Gaming, this one music creation system called Ableton Live, which is like the meat of what I use the Windows systems for. And then I used iTunes to sync up my iPod with podcasts and music and stuff because it was just simple. And so far, everything on the Linux side was close, but it didn't really make it for me. So I made do, and since I was going to be in Windows most of the time anyway, or I was going to be in Windows whatever, I figured I could put up with it. Well, recently, Klaatu, you know him from here, Klaatu has decided, in his infinite wisdom, to quit making MP3s available on his website for his podcast, which is his choice. I think that can be limiting, but hey, you know what? In the end, it was a good thing because I said, all right, fuck it. I'm going to switch to AUG. At least I'm going to now support AUG. And so I don't have the money to buy a new MP3 player, and I quite like the 30 gigabytes that my MP3 player has. I like the form factor, but I don't really like the firmware. So I decided to go back to using Rockbox, which I'd used Rockbox before, but, well, it was never as good as it is now. I'll just put it that way. For those that don't know, Rockbox is a replacement firmware that has FLAC capability, AUG capability, all sorts of different audio formats. It'll play MPEG video. It's themable, so you can change the way it looks. It has somewhat more sane user interface, a lot of configuration stuff. You can crossfade. You can cross-feed, which makes it easier if you're like me and you listen to your podcasts 8 hours a day. They can get kind of hard on your ears, so cross-feeding is a way of making it so it doesn't hurt your ears so much. Anyway, so Rockbox is just basically a way to replace the software that comes on an iPod with all these cool little features. You can actually dual boot. It actually dual boots by default. You're not going to lose anything. You're just going to switch into Rockbox when it boots up. And if you want to switch into the old iPod firmware, you'll put on the hold button and then when it's booting and it'll go back. Anyway, that wasn't really the problem. Getting Rockbox is no big deal. I've always been aware of it. But kicking iTunes is kind of a bad habit. I mean, it's not the greatest music player in the world, obviously. It's not ideal. But it's a pretty good manager of music. And when you have like 10,000 tracks like I have, I mean, I have 1,000 CDs and I've ripped them all to FLAC, which I recommend you do. You should rip your stuff to FLAC. Do it once and then you'll never have to re-rip a CD again. And that includes when you want to convert to whatever the cool new format is. Or if you decide like I do, or like I did rather late in the game, that, gee, I don't want MP3s anymore. I want AUGs. So now I can just take FLAC and do a mass conversion to AUG one night while I sleep. And in the morning, I'll have shiny brand new AUGs to put on my Rockbox player. But anyway, yeah, that's just my little rant there about FLAC. You should really rip to FLAC. And I know 330 and I had discussion about this. Some people don't care. That's fine. I personally like to rip to FLAC. And keep it that way. Keep it clean. Keep it pure. Anyway, so iTunes was a great way to manage all my music. Well, at a certain point, that management style became less and less what I really liked. And I figured I could do a better job just maintaining the folders myself. And since I already do an excellent job of tagging my files, I don't have to worry about that anymore. So whatever imports them will create all the tags. And here and there, I found a couple extra things that would help. And before you know it, it looks like I'd completed all the functionality that I needed iTunes to do. Only I do it now in Linux. And here's pretty much what I did. First, you want to get all your podcasts out of iTunes. Now, okay, I did it the long way. I just made a text file that had the names of all the podcasts I listened to. And then one by one, I eventually tracked down their URLs. I don't know. There may be a file that that iTunes will spit out that has what's called a, I think it's an OPML file. And it may have the list of podcasts you subscribe to. I don't know. I do know that GPodder will import OPML, which should have all your podcasts. But anyway, I did it the long way. If you want to do it my way, fine. Just write down all the podcasts that you have. That's pretty much the important thing to do, because otherwise you're going to have to figure out which podcasts you liked. And if you're like me, you probably got 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, 100 podcasts that you subscribe to. And, you know, unless you feel like pruning the list, you're going to want to know, you're going to want to have them. So I made that list. I double-checked everything, make sure that I didn't have anything left, that needed to be deleted or moved out or anything weird like that. And then I just uninstalled iTunes and called it a day on iTunes. Flipped over into Linux, and I was ready to go. I'm not looking back now. Go to rockbox.org. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. You just look it up. It's in Google. You know how to do this stuff. But anyway, find the Rockbox website. You can download an installer from there, and you can then run that. It's a Qt app. It should run on just about anything. I don't think it needs any requirements or anything. It's just a binary blob. I recommend running it as sudo, because I had to do that under Ubuntu. I'm running standard vanilla Ubuntu, and I had to run it as a sudo. And then it'll find your iPod when you detect it, and then you just click the little please yes may I install Rockbox button, and after a little bit of dancing it'll install it on your iPod. And you may or may not get themes. When I did it, the theme site was a little screwy and it couldn't get themes installed. But basically what themes are is skins, stuff to make it look pretty. By default, the Cabbie 2 skin is pretty good. It looks all right. I mean, you're going to want to probably change it because, you know, you want to be original and stuff, and you're cool. But Cabbie 2 is pretty good, which is great because it's not going to look like an iPod anymore on the screen, which all your friends are going to go, what the hell's that? Anyway, it's still an iPod in form factor, but it's not an iPod in function. Anyway, so you may or may not need to get themes. It'll probably install some games. It'll install a bunch of little extra things, fonts and stuff. But it'll take a couple seconds, like think 30 seconds maybe, to do the whole thing. And then once that's installed, it'll reboot, and you'll see your fancy new Rockbox firmware. And from now on, you don't have to use the old iTunes syncing method to connect that device to your computer. You just plug it in, and it accesses it like a hard drive, which is great, because that means all you got to do is copy files over, like you would from any file to any hard drive. So once the files are on the Rockbox player, you can either go to the file section and look them up, or you can have the database running, which you'll add them to the database and create a database from the tags. And then that works kind of like the iPod, where you just search by album or artist or genre or whatever. And the cool thing is now you can take your Creative Commons licensed music, which you're allowed to share, to somebody else's house on your iPod, plug it in, and then just drag and drop. You don't have to use any weird tools to try and recover it from your player. Anyway, so now that you have your Rockboxed iPod, and you have the means to put music on it, and you can play some music, let's get those podcasts working. So there's a variety of ways to do this. One popular way is to use BashPodder, which is a command-line-oriented podcatcher made by Link of the Linux Link Tech Show. And that's a good program. I personally wanted to have something that did a little more than just that, so I got GPotter. GPotter is graphical, uses GTK, and basically it follows the Unix mentality of that it's just for podcatching. It doesn't do any other music management. It just gets podcasts. But the additional thing that it does do that's related is it'll put the podcasts it catches on your music device, whether that be an iPod or an iPod with Rockbox or whatever you want to call it, whatever you happen to have, a Sansa or, you know, whatever, some Chong brand from Hong Kong. And as long as it looks like as long as it can connect to your computer, then you can use GPotter to put stuff on it. So what GPotter does is this is a pain in the ass, you have to track down all the URLs for all those websites and podcasts that you were looking at before that you made that list of, and put those URLs in the GPotter add URL field. Click the add URL, and then it'll go there. It'll give you a fancy list of all the podcasts that they're showing, and it'll set the newest one for download. And once you've completed adding in all those URLs, you can just click the download button. Or actually, I'd click check up, and it'll go and check to make sure everything is up to date. And then you can click download, and it'll queue them all up and download them all down. And once you have them, it throws them into a little folder. Now, the folder's a little weird, because the guy who, if you listen to Linux Outlaws, he explains it a little better than I can. But let's just say, to make sure that he doesn't accidentally overwrite a file or make any mistake, the only way he could find to actually store these files was to create a hash from their file names. And the hash would then would be used to create file names and directories. So if you look inside your podcast directory that you're saving them to, it's going to look like a bunch of garbage. But that's okay, because when they get transferred to your iPod or whatever device, it will create, or it can create names using the tags from inside the file. So you'll get that. And like I said, Rockbox is going to scan the MP3s for tags anyway, so you're going to see the tags, which, podcasters, please, for my sake, and maybe other people's, I don't know if you know this, but I hey, just call me crazy, but I like podcasts to have the genre podcast. That way, when I'm looking at my device, I can just go to genres, go to podcasts, and all the podcasts that I want to listen to are in the same place, and I can just go through and look at them. That's just me, you know, I mean, that's a personal preference. Hopefully some people agree with me and think that that's a good method, but you know, you may have, if you like that and they don't do it, you're going to have to probably add that tag yourself. Anyway, you know, it's going to create names on tags and all that stuff. So okay, so where was I? Oh yeah, so it's downloading the files. It's got all the files. You can click the little button that says update or sync or whatever it says, and it'll put the files onto your iPod. Now, there's a lot of ways it'll deal with deleting files. I like to keep it simple. I have it sync the files to my iPod, then delete the files it synced on the computer. So now the files are on the iPod and off the computer. And then as I listen to podcasts, I'm going to delete them off of my MP3 player. Okay? So, because that's awesome about Rockbox, it has the functionality to delete files too, which for some stupid reason the iPod doesn't do. I think it has something to do with their database structure. Anyway. So, I that's how I do it, because it's real, very simple. I want to listen to the podcasts. I'm going to eventually get around to listening to them. They don't need to be on my computer. They're on the iPod. Great. Okay. So that takes care of like 90% of the functionality of iTunes, and right there. So okay, mission accomplished. I'm already mostly there. The last thing that iTunes does pretty well, not nearly as well as other programs, but pretty well, is MP3 tagging, or OGG, well, MP3 tagging, because iTunes only deals with MP3s, but the best program I've run into is actually called MP3 Tag, and it's for Windows, not for Linux, unfortunately. But I'm keeping this all Linux, and I've since ditched MP3 Tag under Wine, because I found a program that's as good, if not better, just slightly harder to use, and that's EasyTag. It's got kind of a convoluted user interface, I'll say that. It works But it could be easier if they were to take the same model as MP3 tag. I think that would be good. Just keep the same features, but the interface of MP3 tag would be a better improvement. But anyway, what EasyTag is, it's a full-featured tagging program. Allows you to tag your MP3s or OGG files or FLAC files or whatever. And it also does things like mass renaming, mass moving, mass numbering. You know, just a little bit more than your average everyday music program does. I use Exhale as my desktop music player, which kind of is how I keep track of my music, is with that. And it's okay. It does a lot, but it's not really all that great for mass tagging. And Amarok, I never really got used to Amarok's tagging stuff. And so for my money, EasyTag's the best. It does exactly what I want it to do, and it does it really well. And it's very configurable. The only thing, like I said, it's got kind of a steep learning curve. So spend a little bit of time with EasyTag. All these are in the repos for Ubuntu. And if you're not running Ubuntu, I'm sure you can find them in your package manager. They're very, very common programs. But that's pretty much the story of how I ditched iTunes. And now I only use my Windows program, my Windows partition, very, very infrequently when the mood strikes me to make music, and I might even start ditching that. If Ableton Live doesn't want to get their act together and get a Linux version, I may end up ditching them too, which means the only thing I need to worry about is Warcraft, and I think I can run Warcraft on Linux on my desktop, because the Intel graphics card on this laptop is not doesn't run it well under Linux. So hopefully by the before too long, I will be completely Windows-free. That's the goal, at least. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. You can catch me at benjarvis.org, or I'm in the IRC as Pixel Juice. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.